Blog Talk Radio.
This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV.
Hi, this is Petey, and this is Petey Talks Music. I have with me today Chantel.
Hi.
She's so cute. I love her. Oh, my gosh. All right, so let's start with this interview. Oh, also, I hope everybody out there is doing great on this cold, cold day. So the first question is, are you a part of a label?
No, not yet. Hopefully soon. As soon as I graduate from high school, I will be, if everything goes well. But no, not yet.
Oh, okay. Well, if you are going to be going to a label, which one would you pick?
Of course, I would pick Columbia Records. But anywhere would be... I would be grateful for right now, but other than that, I wouldn't mind being independent for a while, but being a part of a label would be great for me at this point. That would be my best bet.
Cool. So how long have you been singing?
I've been singing since I can remember. I know I've probably been singing since I was about two, because I have a video of when I was about three of me singing with my parents this song called Bootylicious by Destiny's Child.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I was like, my name is Chantel, and I'm 3 years old, and I'm Bootylicious. So, yeah.
Oh, at 3 years old, you knew you were going to be a diva. So what genre of, you know, voice singing do you particularly do?
I'm currently at the school that I go to, I'm classically trained, but I like jazz and R&B. That's more my style. I'm more like mellow singing. My voice is really chill so I can't really sing anything. Well, I can if I tried, but like my style of music is R&B, and if I had to do anything that's like around training, it would be jazz.
Oh, I love jazz.
Yeah.
Awesome. So what inspired you to become an artist?
Just the fact that I don't see myself doing anything else. Like, I don't like arguing, so I can't be a lawyer, and I can't stand the sight of blood, so I can't be a doctor, and everything else just seems boring to me if it's not being creative or performing or just entertaining and making people smile. So anything other than that just wasn't an option for me.
Oh, that's cool. So have you ever performed?
Yes, I perform a lot around D.C. with my my school, and sometimes on my own. Every year I try to host a concert for like kids and boys and girls clubs around the D.C. area, and I do that for my birthday, but it's really like a gift for them. I try to do that every year.
That is really cool. Like, I've never heard anybody say that before. That's
yeah.
Awesome. So what do you do when you're not performing?
I'm writing or literally not doing anything. Just like in the house listening to music. Just in the house listening to music. If I'm not in school or doing homework or singing with the choir that's at my school or at church, then I'm in the house writing music or lyrics to something.
Awesome.
That's what I do.
Cool. So do you have any type of an album or a mixtape?
It's in progress. So over the summer, it should be completed. It's it's being worked on. It's a EP, probably about 6 songs on there. So, yeah, that's about it. Probably a mixtape, too, because I do like to write over other people's stuff sometimes. So maybe a mixtape along with the EP will come probably around the summer, maybe fall.
Cool. So when it is done, where will it be able to be purchased?
It'll probably be on SoundCloud, and that's not, I really don't sell my music, or just on YouTube. I just, all the songs that I have, which is the one song, or like the other songs that I've written and just sung on, is just on YouTube. You don't have to purchase it or anything. Just, it's there for anyone's entertainment.
Cool. Okay, so what do you think makes you different from the rest?
That's a good question, because there is a lot of us out here. Everyone has a story to tell. Just mine is a little bit more real, I guess. I try to be as real as possible with my music. There's a lot of songs that I could have recorded, but it just wasn't me. And the songs that people, I had written and liked, and people were like, no, you can't sing that, or no, you can't say that, I've gone ahead and done it anyway. And I just feel like I'm not cookie cutter, and I'm not going to do stuff to make you comfortable. I'm going to do stuff that's real and comes from me as a person, and because I have a story to tell, just like everybody else does. Just, I'm going to be real about it, and I'm going to tell you my truth. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything over it. So the song What Happens From Here, I wrote that in the 6th grade, and it was about depression. So I was going through depression in 6th grade, and I didn't record it until my 10th grade year of high school, because people were like, you're too young to be singing about that. What 6th grader is going through depression? A lot. Just, you don't hear that because people want you to sing cookie cutter pop star stuff.
That's very interesting. I know a lot of people who can definitely relate to you, definitely. So, where did you get your name from?
Well, my middle name is Chantel, so... Yeah, that's where I got it from. It was supposed to be my first name. My dad wanted my name to be, my first name to be Chantel, but he decided to name me Whitney instead. So I just ran with Chantel.
Oh, okay. That's so awesome. So how old are you?
I'm 17, and I'll be 18 on May 16th. So, yay!
Yes, you are my youngest person. You are my youngest.
Oh.
Yes. Awesome. You made history just now.
Yay. History is me.
So where are you from?
I am from Washington, D.C. Awesome. But my family is from Barbados. So I say I'm from Barbados a lot, but I'm not. I was born in the States. But yeah.
Oh, that's so, what is your favorite song to sing? Just any song
to sing at the moment? I don't know. Any song to sing? Well, like, it's not a singing song. So I don't, I guess any Jhené Aiko song, that'll be it, or any Beyonce song, yeah, that'll,
cool.
Or it's called All of You by, it's like a jazz song called All of You, and I like the Ella Fitzgerald version of it. Yeah, I like singing that.
Awesome. So, do you have a favorite event that you've performed?
The Kennedy Center's Millennium Stage. I love going there. And every year I get to perform there with my school, but I love performing there.
Awesome. By the way, everybody, if you want to get on the Millennium stage, it is free.
Yes.
I know that because I work for Big Bus Tours, and we have to say it.
Yeah.
So, yes, it is a free thing. So if you want to go and check Chantel out, you should do that. Yes. Go on Big Bus Tours. Call, call. No, I'm playing. So do you play any instruments?
In the sixth grade, I played the alto saxophone. I kind of can still play it, kind of, sort of. I could probably do some scales for you, but yeah, that and piano.
Awesome. Oh, I play piano.
Yeah.
Awesome. So who are your musical influences?
John Legend, Beyonce for her performance style, and I was, like, that influences my music. I would say Jhené Aiko, her, like, the way that she's free about what she writes and says in her music, that would be also an influence for me. And there's many other influences, just I can't really think of them right now. I should have had like a pen and paper right now, but no.
Hey, it's okay, honey.
Yeah. Diana Ross. And Michael Jackson, of course.
Awesome. Okay, so let's see here. Do you ever get nervous when you're getting ready to perform?
Of course. I have like a mini meltdown. Like, because, like, you never know what people are going to think of your performance. You don't know if they're going to start booing. You don't know if your clothes are going to do something weird. You don't know as an artist. So, like, I have a mini meltdown. Like, my hands start sweating. Like, I nearly die before I actually hit the stage. And then when I get on the stage, it just goes away.
So you don't tell yourself anything. You just, it just, this.
Goodbye. Oh no, it's I just sit and I breathe in positivity and I exhale negativity, and that kind of helps me to just focus on positive stuff and then to just exhale all the anxiety and scared stuff. And I pray that everything goes well and that everything is together and that people understand what I'm trying to portray that night, or they get where I'm coming from with that performance. So, yeah, I hope that everybody that comes to see me leaves with something or just leaves happy. So, yeah.
Okay, so when did you start writing your own songs?
When I was about 14 years old, I started writing my own songs. Before then, I didn't even know what writing was. I didn't know. Like, I understood, like, poetry. I didn't understand, like, how to make a song, like, how to construct it the right way. So that took a while for me to learn. And so when I did, I just never stopped.
So do you have a ritual?
No, because my brother, he also writes. So I would write something, and I let him hear it. And if he likes it, or he wants me to change something, or he says that's not true, then I'll write it, or rewrite it over, or like I'll go on YouTube and find like any type of beat, and it wouldn't even like be the beat for the song, but as I'm listening to the beat and I get a concept or like a concept on the song that I'm trying to write, or I ask myself how I'm feeling first, and then I just base it off of how I'm feeling, the type of song that I'm writing, and who this song is trying to relate to, and then that's how I write it.
Interesting. So your brother, he's an artist too, right?
Yes.
He is?
I don't know what name he gave y'all, but to me, he's Tony. He's a rapper. And yeah, he's my brother.
DT the Infamous is Chantel's
brother. I don't know. Because, like, sometimes he, to me, he's Tony, but to you guys, he's infamous. So, sorry. Hi, Tony. Hey, I mean, BP, hey. Thank you for listening. Hi. He's going to be mad at me for that one, but.
No, I'm pretty sure he'll love you no matter what. He loves you. Yes. So, what are your immediate music career goals from, like, the next 1 to 3 years?
Career, just stay on my music and keep reaching people, and hopefully it'll all fall into place. Hopefully I'm performing at award shows and stuff. Hopefully everybody see my name somewhere, anywhere, hopefully, in the next couple years. So, yeah, it doesn't really matter where, just, yeah.
Okay, so what are your long-term career goals?
To be happy doing what I love. So, and to be settled into just, I don't really want to say I want to have, like, one Grammy or something like that, because it's not really about that for me. I would love to, like, that's great, but I just want people to hear my artistry and like it for what it is and take it for what it is, and for me to be able to live off people liking my artistry and me being happy and satisfied and not somewhere singing on the corner poor. So yeah.
So does anyone else in your family play music?
My father did, actually. It's kind of passed down from my great-grandfather. So my great-grandfather gave the music to my grandfather, and my grandfather gave the music talent, because my grandfather sang for a group called the Cashmeres back in the day. And so my dad got his talent from him, and then we got his talent from him. So, yeah.
Awesome. So, how has music influenced certain moments in your life?
For good, like, certain, like, specific events, or just how I take in certain things?
We could start with events.
Events. Oh. Music has helped me get through a lot of tragedies in my life, or like up to now, it just has helped mold me as a young lady to take certain situations that I've been through and to come through, like to prosper out of it and become the person that I am today. So I would say I'm trying to find a specific event without being too specific. Like bullying, I'd say, in middle school. Like, I would just listen to music to just make it all go away, like, so it wouldn't seem so severe. Because back when you're in middle school, you think the world's going to end. So music just was a reminder to me that the world wasn't going to end and it'll all get better. So, yeah.
Okay.
And you said how it influences how I take certain situations.
Yeah.
I try not to listen to sad music when I'm in a sad mindset. Like, I try to stay away from love songs. I stay away from the love songs when I'm sad, because it just makes me even more sadder. So I try to listen to, like, trap music, like, hype music, and it gets me back to where I need to be. So, yeah.
Okay, so how would you define the word success?
Success. Being happy, super happy, super comfortable and content with the situation that you're in. Success is whatever you want it to be. It's not really anybody else's definition of it, because at the end of the day, you have to live with yourself, and you have to be satisfied with what you're doing. So success to me would just be being satisfied and being happy with whatever I'm doing and wherever I'm at.
That is super awesome. So, what school do you go to, by the way?
I go to Duke Ellington School of the Arts in Washington, D.C.
I was going to go to that school, but I can't.
Why not?
In a private school. I was going to take voice, but they decided to just throw me into another voice school after school.
Oh,
yeah, but it's okay. I learned from it. I was taught by a very wonderful woman, so.
Okay, I think everyone should come to Duke. Like, everybody, just come to Duke.
I know, I wanted to go so bad.
I mean, but you can also, like, you can always find alternative ways to still be in the arts. You don't have to come to Duke. And a lot of high schools nowadays are adding art programs to their school, so, hey.
Yes. And my parents definitely did that for me. They made sure that I was still able to do voice and piano. Like, yay. Okay, so what's the first song you ever remember hearing?
I ever remember hearing? Oh, man. ABC by Michael Jackson in the Jackson 5.
Oh,
well, the Jackson 5.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's the first. Yeah.
That I remember. Oh. Awesome. So, what song are you most proud of that you have written?
At the moment that is recorded is What Happened. That's the one that I'm always showing everybody. Like, if you want to listen to a song that I'm proud of, it's that one.
Okay. Awesome. So, let's get to this song. It
Yay.
Is called What Happened by Chantel.
Yay.
So, what exactly inspired this song?
I had just, you know how like in middle school you have like a group of friends and then something happens and you come back to school and they all turn on you. And then like everything just wasn't going right for a sixth grader at that point. And so it was just like, what happens from here? Like, where do I go? Like, what am I supposed to do at that point? Because you don't really know when you're that age, you think that where you're at, you're in a bubble so tight that, like, you don't know, you don't see anything beyond where you're at. So that was just, that's what,
wow. So sorry that happened to you, honey.
It's cool. It made a great song.
Yes, I've heard it, and it definitely is a great song.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, honey. No problem. So, this is What Happened by Chantel.
What if I just left this place and went to the sky and never came back? Would you want me to? Cause lately I've been dreaming.
Sometimes dreaming.
Depression kicks in and I'm just wondering what happened from here. Where do I go?
contemplating where I'll be creeping, watching the rainbow down. I've been dreaming, yeah, I've been dreaming. Trying to keep my head up, but no thinking, just thinking. Where do I go?
Everyone, that was What Happens by Sharon Tail. I know, she's so excited, so cute. Oh, I love this song. It is so awesome. You are so welcome, honey. And for a sixth grader to write something like that, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, hon. Okay, so do you want to give any shout outs to any of your friends?
Yes, I'd like to shout out Taylor and Christian for always being there for me musically. And I would like to shout out Duke Ellington School of the Arts for helping me. And I'd like to shout out my manager, Bobby, and this great artist that I know, this great rapper that I know. He's also my brother, BT the Infamous, and also this other great artist and producer that helped me produce this song, Robbie Celeste. So, yeah, thank you to all of you for helping me.
Aw. All right, PT the Infamous, you heard it. She shouted you out. He needs to come back on here. Wink, wink. Okay, so I definitely appreciate having you on my show. You are awesome.
Thank you for having me. I was kind of difficult. Sorry.
You said what?
I was really difficult before. Thank you for having me.
It's okay. Trust me, I've had worse. Yeah, trust me. But yes, you are so welcome. Very, very welcome.
I'm going to make sure BT Business comes back on here, too.
Yes. You better pester him. Pester him.
Okay.
Yes. No, let me stop. Let me stop. But, yes. So I hope everybody enjoyed the show today. Once again, this was Chantel.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, you're welcome. You are so welcome. Mm-hmm. Adorable. So do not forget to like our page on Facebook to find out when to tune in to this awesome show from the DMV, PD Talks Music. And as we say every night, live, love, and laugh music. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
This is PD Talks Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is PD Talks Music, the best radio show in the DMV.